You're listening to SBS News.
Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 was travelling between Amsterdam and Kuala Lumpur in July 2014 when it was shot down as it flew over conflict-hit Ukraine. Russia and Ukraine were at odds over territory along their shared border. All 298 people aboard died, and their supporters have been pursuing justice ever since, amid suspicions the plane had been attacked by Russian-backed separatists. Now, international arrest warrants have been issued for four suspects, three Russians and one Ukrainian. Each suspect faces criminal charges, firstly, crashing flight MH17 resulting in the death of all passengers, and secondly, the murder of the 298 occupants of flight MH17. Dutch Chief Prosecutor Fred Vesterbeek says the men are suspected of sharing what he's termed a common goal, to gain ground at the expense of the Ukrainian state and its armed forces.
Hoewel zij niet zelf op de knop hebben gedrukt.
Even though they have not pushed the button themselves, there is the suspicion that they have closely cooperated in order to obtain the missile system and put it in position at the launch site with the goal to shoot a plane. Therefore, they can be considered to be suspects together of shooting flight MH17.
The most prominent of the four is Russian Igor Girkin, also known as Igor Strelkov, who prosecutors say is a former colonel in Russia's main intelligence agency, the Federal Security Service. Prosecutors say the other two Russians, Sergei Dubensky and Oleg Pulatov, were both members of the Russian military's main intelligence agency, GU. Prosecutors say the Ukrainian, Leonid Charchenko, has no military background but led a combat unit as a commander in eastern Ukraine. A court case will begin in the Netherlands on the 9th of March next year. But because Russian and Ukrainian law forbids the extradition of their nationals, it's very likely the four accused will not be in attendance. Mr. Vesterbeek says it's not clear how the court would tackle a trial in absentia, but says it's still important to gather as much evidence as possible.
We will formally request the Russian Federation to hand the summons to the suspects who are in the Russian Federation. We will also ask Russia to question the suspects about the charges. A similar formal request will be sent to Ukraine with regards to the Ukrainian suspects.
Russia's foreign ministry has labelled the investigation's findings unfounded accusations. Russia insisted last year that the missile was fired by Ukrainian forces. In July 2015, it vetoed a United Nations Security Council resolution seeking to set up a tribunal to prosecute those responsible. Australia and the Netherlands have both officially held Russia responsible for the crash. Relatives of those killed aboard MH17 welcomed the news of the intended prosecutions. Dutch woman Selene Frederik Hoogsens lost her son Bryce in the crash and has condemned Russia's response.
I have no words for that because I think it's disgusting. They deny everything. They don't cooperate. Nothing.
Australian Foreign Minister Maurice Payne issued a statement welcoming the news.
Australia thanks the Netherlands for conducting these prosecutions on behalf of the international community. While we cannot take away the grief of those who lost loved ones, we will continue to do everything possible to ensure justice prevails.
Former Liberal Party MP Julie Bishop was Australia's foreign minister when the crash occurred. She was active in a push for the international community to have access to the crash site and attempted to pursue justice for the Australian victims and their families. She's told the ABC grieving families will now be feeling relief.
I welcome this progress in the investigation of the shooting down of MH17. With the naming of these four individuals to be prosecuted for their role, and I think it will be a relief to the families who deserve answers as to how their loved ones died aboard that plane.
Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.